gentlemen, we present The Navy Lot by Laurie Wyman, and starring Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. When you have a dodgy old reputation such as the crew of HMS Trowbridge and find you've been invited to take part in top-level talks with the Admiral, you know one of three things has happened. Either someone's made a terrible mistake, or you've made an even bigger one by being around to receive the invitation, or worse still, the subject matter of the talks is something flaming dangerous, and your ship's company are the poor twits who are going to cop the job of doing. It's in this frame of mind that Lieutenant Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and CPO Pertwee are about to join in the talks in Captain Povey's office.
Good morning, Heather.
Oh, hello, Stephen. Where are Leslie and the Chief?
Oh, they're outside. They won't come in until they know just how deep we are in the muck.
What?
I'm the advance guard. If I can reassure them that everything's all right, they'll come in. If I can't, they're going to go down with something contagious until it's safe.
But why you?
Well, we tossed for it and I'm lost. Kenneth, what's all this about? Why is the Admiral sent for us? Oh, come on. You must know.
I do, but I'm not supposed to tell you. Admiral's orders.
But you will, though, won't you?
No, I won't.
It's not fair. After all, we are going out together. And for another thing...
Yes?
Did what happened behind the bicycle sheds last night mean nothing to you?
Of course it did. Apart from anything else, one of my stockings got a puncture.
I'm sorry about that. But all the same...
No, Stephen. Look, you wouldn't expect me to tell what happened behind the bicycle sheds, would you?
Good heavens, no!
Well, neither would the Admiral.
What? You mean he's been behind the bicycle shed with you, sir?
Certainly not. I merely meant that it's a naval secret.
I bet it's not. I bet Hart Pompey knows about it by now. That's what this is all about, isn't it? He's going to pull rank on me and put the bicycle sheds out of bounds.
Stephen, don't be...
Yeah, well... What was that?
It's hot, sir.
Do we come in or report sick?
I don't know yet. Wait a minute.
What have you found out up to now, sir?
Nothing. Just that the Admiral goes behind the bicycle sheds as well as... No, nothing at all.
Go away. Oh, I see. Well, with that the attitude, I think I can feel spots coming up all over now. Hercules knows when he's not wanted.
Yeah, so do I. I bet my spots are bigger than yours.
You're all here at last, are you? Do you realize you've kept the Admiral waiting for 5 minutes beyond the time specified?
10, actually. Well, Povey, I presume you've told these idiots what's going on.
Yeah, well, no, sir, I haven't. You see, there's hardly been
good
time...
Good man, to... I knew I could rely on you. I'm expecting a first-class show and performance from these chaps.
It's absolutely essential. Lots to be done and all that.
Flags! Shut your cake hole.
Open cake hole, the thing of the past, sir.
I'll believe that when it happens.
With due respect, sir, I think the officers and men of Trowbridge would be a lot happier if somebody told them what they've got to do.
Yes, right. Well, carry on, Mr. Povey.
Yes. I suppose the simplest way of putting it is that the Admiral and, of course, the War Office are expecting you to give the enemy a first-class thrashing.
The enemy?
Enemy? Oh, my spots. Oh, that... Don't look. I'm not a pretty sir. Look at my spots. Look, they suddenly got as big as saucers. And big sources at that.
Ooh! To make some barrel! Over the hour of the Caliban Notion, lad.
Don't we be quiet?
But I itch, sir.
Then scratch. Now, there won't be any medals for this, of course, but by the time you've finished, I don't doubt you'll have earned them. Still, there we are.
Well, Pertwee isn't. Cancel the Caliban! Make it a couple of splints instead. Forward march to the sick bay, lads. The third turner on the right of the double if you can. Pertwee wants to be bedridden before they sail.
You'll be quiet. Admiral, sir, Captain Povey, what is all this about? Who is the enemy?
Have you told these fools anything, Povey?
Well, sir, I...
Look, it's a combined exercise of the army. You'll be taking a platoon, or whatever it is they call themselves, aboard for a landing on the coast of Belgium.
Exactly. It's for what is known as a nuisance raid.
There's not a fair idea who it's going to be a nuisance to.
I shan't warn you again, Percy. The Army platoon will go aboard Troutbridge late this afternoon, and you'll sail for the coast of Belgium tonight.
What? You mean in the dark?
You'll just have to try to be brave, Mr. Phillips. Now get aboard your ship. Lieutenant Plummer will let you have the rest of the details as soon as he comes aboard with his platoon.
Very good, sir.
And both the Admiral and I will consider the exercise an outstanding success if just a little of the Army's efficiency should happen to wash off onto your crew. Do I make myself clear?
Possibly crystal, sir.
Well, Chief, I must congratulate you. I've never seen the ship looking so smart.
The inspection satisfactory, sir.
Oh, rather. Seems a pity to put to sea again and muck it all up, doesn't it? If the Ministry of Defense were smart, they'd mothball her now.
Well, we can't have no cacorky clad cacloths taking a mickey out of the senior service, can we, sir?
Too quiet.
I mean, when Captain Povey made that remark about the Army being more efficient than we are, sir, well, that hurts, sir. Yes, it did, sir. It hurts, sir. I mean, one gives of one's best, sir. One can't do more, can one, sir?
No.
And if one's best isn't good enough, then one is extremely hurt, sir. E-R-T, hurt.
It's H-E-R-T, actually.
My apologies, sir. Being a university man, you know about these things.
Well, a chap does learn to S-P-E-L, of course.
Of course, sir. Of course.
Right, Chief. Well, I think I've inspected the entire ship now, so I'll just sign the...
No, you haven't. What's wrong with my little home from home, then?
Pardon? Oh, it's you, Goldstein. What's the matter?
Well, begging your no disrespect, sir. But if I've been cleaning up the starboard lookout point and painting myself silly, to say nothing of taking down my pin-ups of Cardiff Castle and a slug heap at bay, only to find that nobody's going to have the common courtesy to have a butcher's at it, then as far as I'm concerned, you can all take a run in...
What was that?
That was the Isle of Wight ferry, sir. And her being dead on time probably saved Taffy a court-martial.
Well, you've done jolly well anyway, Goldstein.
Leading Seaman Goldstein, if you recall, sir. Oh, and whilst we're on the subject, sir, when am I going to be made a petty officer?
Goldstein. Okay.
Because the way things are going, I reckon I haven't got a snowball's chance in... Unless I take out British nationality.
You know, Chief, I begin to think the captain of the Isle of Wight ferry must be a Welshman as well. He saves him every time.
Victimization, that's what it is. I should never have joined.
Then why did you?
Oh, don't be daft. How else could I have had such a good moan?
Yeah, well, when that army lot come aboard, I reckon we'll all have something to moan about.
Oh, really, Chief? And why would that be?
Oh, hello, sir. Hello, Mr. Murray. Inspection completed, sir.
Yes, and as I'm the dirty officer of the day...
Beg your pardon?
The duty officer, sir.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'd like to report the ship appears to be in first-class nick, sir.
Really? Well, I doubt if that's the precise terminology laid down, but I get the idea. It does seem to be jolly bright everywhere, doesn't it?
Including over here, in case you hadn't noticed.
Don't you start again, Taffy.
Oh, it's one of those home rule or else days, is it?
Well, give it to us and I shut up.
Goldstein, take no notice, sir. He's under duress, sir. We've got the British Army coming aboard any minute, sir.
Oh, of course, I was forgetting.
Yes, well, I haven't forgotten them. And after this trip, they won't forget Pertwee.
Oh, it's going to be one of those trips. When did the military upset you, Chief?
Well, it was before I joined Troutbridge, sir.
Oh, I see. It happened on a sailing ship.
Phillips, you're not helping.
Yeah, well, these army types aren't like us, sir. No, they're dishonest.
I have no comment to make at this point.
Whatever happened?
Well, I'd rather not say, sir. I mean, all I will say is that there was a certain army sergeant who was so full of bull, he practically made Katie's gravy look like water.
You were done rotten by him, weren't you?
Yeah, certainly not, sir. He pulled a forced one.
On a Pertwee? And lived? I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'll never forget him, sir. I'll never forget him. Dead regimental he was, sir. Name of Coggins. Chock-a-block full of the old hip-hay, hip-hay, hip-hay. Can you... Oh, stand still. I'll tell you, sir, if ever I see that perisher again, I'll probably take... Oh...
Regimental was the term you used, I believe, Chief.
It seems, sir. It must be. Horrible Coggins. Of all the bad luck.
They must be having a terribly difficult time docking the Isle of Wight ferry, sir.
Oh, come on. Let's welcome Lieutenant Plummer aboard.
Right, gentlemen. Now I do what I've seen from the map. We land at this point here.
No, sir. We land at that point now, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, then, we land there from your ship, and it'll be after dark, and the whole party of 13 of us...
No, sir. 14. You forget yourself. Not including the Navy contingent, of course, sir.
Oh, yes. How silly of me. I am going to on time. Right. Now, once we've landed here...
Stop.
There...
Stop.
We shall advance to the southwesterly direction for 5 miles.
No, sir. Southeast, and according to the scale it's laid down, is exactly 3.5 miles. Sir.
Well, I'm sure you're right.
Sir.
Now, by 2300 hours, we shall be somewhere around there.
No, sir. It's 0100 hours, and it's here. Sir.
Oh, 100 tanks. You seem to have got all this buttoned up, Sergeant. Have I explained this exercise to you before?
No, sir. But I was there when the colonel briefed you.
Oh. Well, Lieutenant Murray, we shall require naval personnel to pilot the landing craft to the beach. Direct us to a demolition point, leave the explosive, and time the fuse. Then accompany us back to the beach and re-embark us aboard your boat in time to scupper back out.
I thought this was supposed to be a combined exercise.
Oh, yes, it will be. We shall be right behind you all the time. Now, we have just 10 hours to get to the coast of Belgium.
No, sir. 9 hours. Given the following wind, sir.
You just can't be right, can you?
No, sir.
And I, for one, know how he feels.
Quite. So I think we'd better put to sea at once.
No, sir.
Now what?
Tied up. Mr. Murray, sir, I think I'm beginning to get a rough idea as to what Captain Povey meant by that flame inefficiency.
No, sir. So am I. Stand by to sail for Belgium as soon as we can, gentlemen.
Now then, with the prevailing on even dates and, if any two are equal, perm any three with 4-8 velocity. Taking the meridian, the standard, with large ones and sixpence extra. If bought before August the 20th, when the plumb line gives a depth of 360 yards, then it must be,
Must be what, sir, if I didn't know?
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, as ever was it, sir.
I know it's a silly question, Mr. Phillips, but where are we now?
Yes, how absolutely right you are, sir. Yes, it is a silly question.
I knew it. We're lost.
Of course we're not, sir. It's merely that I don't know where we are.
Well, we're still afloat, sir, if that helps.
Well, there you are, you see.
A bridge?
Starboard lookout here, sir. Lead in seaman. But with any luck before I get much older, petty officer, golden sea jacket. Dark, isn't it?
We've noticed that for ourselves, actually. What do you want?
Promotion.
Apart from that.
Well, I don't know exactly where it is we're supposed to be going, sir. But wherever it is, I think we're there.
What?
Land ho! Or something, sir.
Now, don't you start getting efficient.
Oh, don't bother. There's no danger. Not until I'm made a petty officer.
Land ahead, Mr. Phillips.
Land ahead? Oh, don't be ridiculous, sir. We shan't sight land for at least...
Hey, where did that lump come from?
Perhaps it erupted when we weren't looking.
Never mind where it came from. I've got to miss it.
Full ahead backwards.
Full ahead backwards.
Pull us down forward.
Pull us down forward.
No. Yes. Stop engines. Sling out the anchors and duck.
Stop engines. Sling out the anchors and duck it in, sir.
Mummy, I did it. Stop. And in time, too.
Hello, chap. Wondering why we sort of
were parked. Well, there you are, you see, Lieutenant. This is it. An example of absolutely perfect navigation. We're off the coast of Belgium. Now, all we have to do is sling your landing craft over the side, and then CPA Pertwee will take you ashore in it for your landing.
Yes, with pleasure, sir. Full operation was at 8.
CPO Pertwee will do what, sir?
Hear that little boat ashore.
Oh, my spots. Oh, look. Oh, look at my spots. Look there. Look at them. They're as big as plates now, sir. And dinner plates are that. Look. 64 competent identifications of city. Stretch a barrel.
Get that landing craft in the water and steer us to the shore.
How was I to know that last lump wasn't Belgium? It looked like Belgium.
Yes, possibly, sir. But it didn't sound like it. We got a fair idea something was cocky when we got ashore and found that everyone in Belgium spoke Spanish.
Now, there's no need to get narked. I must have aimed a bit low. Soon have you there now, then.
No need to rush, sir. No need to rush. One trip ashore and that floating tin box will do, as far as Burberry's concerned. You know, so going to sea in that landing craft was like being dragged about down a cobbled street on a tea tray.
Sorry to barge in again, chaps, but any sign of Belgium yet? It is getting rather urgent.
Oh, any minute now, I should think, old man. Now, there's no panic. It's only 0500 in the morning, you know.
Don't want it, old man, but it is the third day.
Who's up? The fourth.
So, thank you, Sergeant. If we don't make a landing soon, the whole exercise will be all over.
Lovely, lovely. Then let's set course for Pompey, sir, and profit our humbling, sir. It will take a couple of 100 miles either way, sir, I think.
That way, certainly not. Certainly not. There's land ahead now, and by my reckoning, we're spot on. This must be the Belgian coast now.
Right. Stand by to launch that landing craft again, Chief.
No, sir, please. Please, I don't think my anatomy will take much more, sir. Look, couldn't we wait until Whitehall buy one with shock absorbers on it?
Make sure you take the kit bags for the demolition charges this time.
Oh, sir, please.
Stand by to make the landing on the Belgian coast.
Well, how was I to know that last lump wasn't Belgium? Well, it looked like Belgium.
Possibly, sir, but it didn't sound like it. We got a fair idea that something was cock-eyed. We got ashore and found that everyone in Belgium spoke Danish.
Lummy, we do get around, don't we? Talk about join the Navy and see the world. Now, don't muddle me now, sir, please. I'm concentrating. Now, if Spain is behind us and Denmark is behind us, then it follows that, well, I have absolutely no idea what's in front of us.
Look, well, whatever it is, sir, do you think that we could have bags of full-head boats towards it so that we can belt off away from here?
Now, just a minute, you. Just a minute. I must check my charts again.
No, you mustn't, sir. There isn't time. Quick, sir, please. In any case, if we're not out of here in 3 minutes, we'll be right off that chart.
Sorry to bother you again, chaps, but have you any idea where we're going next?
Yes, sir. If we don't get out of here, straight up.
Pertwee, what's the matter with you?
Oh, sir, if you must know, not more than 100 yards away on the beach is a dirty great bag full of bang.
What?
Well, I left it behind because Pertwee wasn't going to carry it a yard further than he had to.
You've left it in the wrong country.
Well, any country would have done as long as Pertwee had left it. Now, please, can we have full head boats, sir?
Now, look here, you chap. If I got it right for once...
No, sir.
Oh, whap out! I was just about to say that your chief petty officer has left our bag of demolition charges on the beach.
No, sir. I saw it and brought it back, sir.
You what? What have you done with it?
I've stowed it in the landing craft on the deck.
Oh, good show, Coggins. It'll be quite safe there.
No, sir. Some trick must have set the fuses, sir.
Chief?
Yes, yes, sir, I did. The way I worked it out, sir. If it wasn't there anymore, Pertwee couldn't carry it again.
Oh, well. These things do happen, I suppose. We may have lost the explosives, but we can still make the landing.
No, sir.
Why not?
No landing craft, sir.
He's right, you know.
He always blaming when he is.
Well, frankly, I think the best thing we can do is to head for Trinidad.
Trinidad?
Yes, Mr. Phillips. If you chart a course for Trinidad, we might well end up back at Portsmouth.
Oh, how unkind.
Yes, and I for one hope that that's a theory that doesn't work. Look, that explosion just now is nothing to the one that's going to go off when the Admiral old Thunderguts hear that we've landed in two wrong countries, lost explosives, and destroyed a landing craft.
Gentlemen, is that you've done absolutely splendidly. My heartiest congratulations.
Hey?
What?
Pardon?
You must have made a mistake, sir. These men are from Troutbridge.
Captain Povey, have you not yet found out that admirals never make a mistake?
Well, I guess.
And even if they do, it's a captain who's to blame.
Oh, well,
the one nearest to him as a rule. Now, if I could get on.
Yes, please do, sir. She's a splendid ship, sir. Mm-hmm. The finest in my flotilla, sir.
Could we have that in writing, sir?
As I was about to say, out of the 25 similar raiding operations carried out on this exercise, the Belgian landing by Troutbridge was the only one which remained completely undetected by the defending forces.
There's a simple explanation for that, sir. You see, we never actually landed in... Oh, my left ankle.
My apologies, sir. Most clumsy of me, sir.
Yes, wasn't it?
Right, well, that's it. What's the time, somebody?
Well, according to my noddy watch, it's, Mr. Plod past Teddy.
Good heavens, the betsies are open. Good morning.
Well, sir, now that the Admiral's gone, I do feel that we owe you a bit of an explanation.
Oh, you do, Number One. You do.
But I don't want to hear it. Never. I never want to know what you really did. Now, outside the lot of you.
Only too willingly, sir.
Well, gentlemen, which prison do I have to go to visit you all?
None, actually. We got away with it.
Mind you, there's still one thing that bothers me.
Yeah, what's that, sir?
What did Sergeant Coggins do to you aboard that troop ship?
Well... I'd rather not say. Oh, come on, Chief. We're not likely to see him again. Tell us now.
Well, all right, sir. All right, if you insist. Well, it was like this, sir. It happened when we were taking a boatload of common soldiery out to Patani Land. Now, just before we docked, I flogged him 50,000 slightly soiled cigarettes to trade with the locals.
Slightly soiled?
Yes, they've been floating about in the bilges for 4 or 5 days.
What, and he bought them?
Yeah, willingly, sir. Willingly. For 3,000 Patani rupees.
That sounds a good price for soggy cigarettes.
Yes, it was. It was. There's only one slight snag. What Sergeant Coggins knew, but I didn't, was the Patani land had changed their currencies. All Patani rupees had gone out of circulation the day before we docked. It was a dirty, great, underhanded fiddle.
Oh, how wonderful. The biter bit.
Not yet, miss. Not yet. We Pertwees have a long, long memory. If you care to look out of the window, you can hear the end of the story.
Out of the window?
Yes, sir. You see all them army kit bags they've just unloaded off our ships?
Yeah?
Well, the one on the end belongs to Sergeant Coggins. And it's chock-a-block full of smuggle.
How do you know that?
I know Coggins. He'd never have gone ashore in Spain and Denmark without a prophet.
Yeah, but I still don't see...
You will, sir. You will. What time is it, Mr. Phillipson?
Just coming up to Teddy Pass Mr. Plot.
Spot on, sir. Spot on. Everybody down!
What the blazing?
Lummy, his kit bag has blown up.
Lovely! Lovely!
Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a shame. It must have been one of those demolition charges got left over.
Apparently. How did it get into Sergeant Coggins' kit bag?
I'd rather not say, sir. I'd rather not say.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been blowing themselves up in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenny Levens, Lieutenant Plummer was Michael Bates, and Sergeant Coggins was played by Ronnie Barker. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.